to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. We're continuing our discussion on reconnecting, and the basis for this discussion this week was my high school reunion over the weekend, which, if you've listened to the last couple of days, we've talked a little bit about. But it reconnected me to some people that I haven't been in front of for a long, long period of time. And I think one of the challenges here is maintaining connection with great people. You know, for those I've lost touch with, there's an awful lot that I've actually maintained contact with. And I seem to be that person that takes the initiative to do those things. I'm not going to say I'm the best one of all of my friends, but I think I'm better than most. And the reason I have all these people that I'm still in touch with is because I'm the one that will ultimately pick up the phone. I don't do it every day. I don't do it every week. I don't even do it every month. But what happens is from time to time, I'll just reach out to people that I haven't spoken to, sometimes in months or even sometimes a couple of years. And when I do that, we just pick up where we left off. So this idea of keeping in touch with people has gotten a lot easier. Social media makes it much, much easier. But if you really think about personal relationships, great personal relationships are a huge contributor to overall happiness in life. So I think it's really important to find ways to foster ongoing connections with the very special people in your life so that you stay in front of them. And whatever that is for you, if you're thinking about them, pick up the phone and call them or send them a text or an email or reach out to them on social media. But don't just let it go. There's no reason to. And as we said before, the whole idea of just being lethargic and not engaging, be that person that takes initiative. Think of some people in your life that you haven't spoken to in a long time that are very special people and take the initiative to reach out to them. Why not? There's no time like the present to do it. It's a great time of the year to really start thinking about reconnecting. The holidays are coming. It makes sense. Why not take this opportunity to reach out to people and then get good at maintaining that contact long term? Be that conduit for your friends that's the person that gets people together. It's a great place to be. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe on iTunes or on Stitcher. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving in the direction you want to go in life. And I would love the opportunity to help you with that. And the best way to do it is just to get here every day. And my goal is to help keep you on that path towards reaching your goals in life. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to talk about valuing experiences over things. But for today, I just want you to think about this idea of maintaining contact with great people in your life. Figure out how you can do it. And at the very least, find a couple of people over the next few days that you haven't spoken to in a long, long time. Just reach out. Pick up the phone, send them an email, shoot them a text, or just make the connection on social media. Now is a wonderful, wonderful time to do it. If you want to take a deeper dive on anything we discussed, just go to my website at joelbrookman.com and sign up for the weekly discussion.